Hey guys, in our last episode, we talked about the journey to marriage and what that was like for us.
So today we're going to talk about happy memories in the first year of marriage, all while being pregnant, and what we call the D word.
Ooh.
I'm sure some of us kind of know what that word. Kind of know what that means, but if you don't, then stay tuned and we'll talk all about it. So, we want to go ahead and start talking about after the wedding and like, what that's like.
Like right after the wedding?
Yeah, right after the wedding.
Like we walked down the aisle, we're smiling. It was a reception. Mm-hmm. We had it at that one place. I forgot what was it called.
I have no idea. I just know that the food was really, really, really good.
It was awesome. But seriously, though, it was like, it was very intimate. It was a small number of people that came out.
Close friends.
Of course, close friends. Family and everything like that. I'm so glad my dad was there.
We shared
some very great words of encouragement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Your bra strap broke.
It wasn't the bra strap. My actual dress strap broke. Remember?
Wardrobe malfunction.
But at least it wasn't while I was walking down the aisle because that would be bad.
That's all right. I would have.
All right. So, yeah, so right after all of that, like the hottest day ever, we just got married. I got his last name. He's now my husband. Yeah. We go home.
Yep.
And we knock out.
Like,
okay, we're so exhausted.
So can we like address like the whole fairy tale, you know, like misconception of, you know, marriage day and all that stuff. Like, you know, people have this fairy tale of even how they get engaged, but especially on marriage day. Like you see the movies and all this stuff, and you see the thousands and thousands of dollars that are spent, and what people go to great lengths to put on really a show.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole production. Like,
That's your thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a representation of, you know, it's a special day. You want it to be special and stuff.
Right, that's what they portray on TV, but
yeah,
it's not everybody's reality. For me, when I was thinking about, you know, getting married and the wedding day, I was like, okay, so after that, you're supposed to have this car come get you and your husband, and then you go straight to the airport, and you're going to go on this island, and it's going to be nice, and there's going to be beaches and stuff. That's what I thought was going to happen. Like, you know, while growing
up. But when you're 20 and 21.
And pregnant and tired.
And you only got like $20 in your pocket.
You go home and you go to sleep.
That's exactly what we did. And we had an awesome time because we were exhausted.
We were. It was like the hottest day of the month, wasn't
it? But just
it?
Like think about all the preparation leading up to that day.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like the wardrobe and practicing and all that stuff, dress rehearsals and all of that, like it, you know.
Yeah, but the next day we did go on our like little honeymoon,
definitely.
Really nice.
So there is hope. We're not trying to kill anyone's dreams, not trying to kill anybody's hopes and dreams of what their special day is supposed to be like. You know, you do you and do what's special, but most of all, do what's important to both of you. On that day so that you can build some lasting memories. Because I know that's what we did. We shared vows and Shonda could hardly talk. And
yeah, I had tears. Yes, I did.
That was awesome. It was awesome.
But like what you were saying, we were 20 and 21 at the time. So like, what was it? Day three?
Mm-hmm.
It was either three or four. We like moved out of the apartment that you were sharing with your friends and we got our own place.
Yes.
And that was exciting. We were like,
awesome.
This is real. Oh my gosh. It's just he and I.
It brought a whole new dimension in a reality to who we are now as a couple together, as opposed to two individuals who, you know what I'm saying? Like it was like we made sure that we had things in place, that we had a place to go. And fortunately there was a lot of good people around us at that time that provided us with like furniture and guidance and, you know, just things that would help make that whole experience a little bit more complete, you know?
Yeah. So we kind of, I mean, I'm super grateful for that too. Like being surrounded by people that could help us out in that way, because it was kind of crazy. Like I entered into our marriage being a housewife, and Joe was the only one working at the time. So imagine how like that was in our first year. So we had that, being pregnant. What was I, like 6 months pregnant?
Well, at the time you were 3 months pregnant. 3 months when you walked pregnant. Down the aisle. Yes. Maybe 4 months when we moved into our new apartment.
Oh, so okay. Timeline.
It just makes, yeah. But yeah, we were at that time going into being married. Like I remember our first night in our apartment, and we were sleeping on the floor and yep. watching a TV show. It just felt good. It felt real. Felt like it, like we were a unit. You yes. know?
This is the person that I was like dreaming of being with for a long time, and I'm finally able to be with you. So it was pretty surreal. We didn't have a whole lot of stuff, but we had each other. That was super, super important.
Man, at the end of the day, like that's what we still have. Like, yeah, we have more now.
Mm-hmm.
But like if it came down to it where we lost, you know, all this stuff, we would still have each other. And I think that's what marriage is really about.
Yeah, that's what's important. So you guys hear a lot, all of us, we hear a lot about how in the first 5 years of marriage, how that's like the hardest time ever.
The first five?
The first five.
Let's say the first 6 months, girl.
Well, they say year goodness. One through five. But, you know, I was also looking at this study, and it mentioned that 42% of marriages end in the D word.
Man.
Do you want to tell them a little about why we call them it the D word?
Well, we try not to. All right. So we've already always had this rule mm-hmm. between each other. I think even before we got married.
Yes.
I think when we were like in counseling and, mm-hmm. and just like talking with different people who have experience and stuff like that. That this D word, and I'll say it once, and then we'll never mention it again. Agree?
Agree.
Cool. So divorce is the dirty word that we do not mention in our marriage between each other for a few reasons. Is because, like, for one, we firmly believe that, you know, once you give the enemy an inch, he'll take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that we don't want to give anything, any inch, any ground, any territory to the enemy with creating separation between both of us. And so we don't even mention its name. We treat it like it's a cuss word.
Yeah. And we also understand that the Lord doesn't like divorce, and we want our marriage to be pleasing to him. And so that's really important to us too. We knew that at a young age, and that was, I think that was wise.
Yeah. And I think, So I'm not saying that divorce is a bad word, because there are certain circumstances
yes,
that
yes.
warrant a divorce. So absolutely. We're not frowning upon what that means or you know, people that need to exercise that. But we knew when we were doing counseling, we did what we could to avoid that kind of situation. And so once we were absolutely sure that she was the one for me, I was the one for her, we were like, okay, this is it. We're going to make this commitment, and we're not going to go this route. Mm-hmm. And I think that was just a personal decision for us.
Yep, and here we are almost 13 years later. Yep. Still not talking about divorce. Okay.
Yeah, nah.
So let's talk about some of our struggles in like that first year.
Absolutely.
And some of the things that we went through.
Absolutely, because that's not to say that we didn't struggles. Yeah,
because we did, we were young,
because we don't mention that doesn't mean that like we didn't go through anything or we didn't feel like quitting at certain points in our marriage, you know, because like marriage in and of itself, like you think about it, you're bringing two different people
mm-hmm.
who grew up differently, different families,
different meanings to
different
things.
Perspectives, sometimes yeah. different locations,
yes.
And all of that plays a part, at least for the first 20 years of who you are, it plays a part into your personality, you know, how you view the world and all this stuff.
And then having to learn how to combine those two things together, all of those things.
Exactly.
And come to a common goal.
Exactly. And so you're bringing that. And so when you bring those two things together and you're like trying to smush it together to make it one, there's going to be some conflict. If you think about like putting putty together that are different colors, and trying to form it together into a perfect ball, mm-hmm. there's going to be some rough spots. There's going to be some uneven parts, yep, and stuff like that.
It's going to take some time.
And take some time.
So to you, what was one major struggle or hurdle that we had to overcome in our first year of marriage?
Well, I think for me, I think in school and interacting with different friends, mm-hmm. and people, plus what you see on at that day, you know, MTV or, you know, different TV commercials or TV shows like The Simpsons or stuff. It, like I said, how you grow up kind of shapes who you are, and what you watch kind of shapes how you project things. So I think for me, just learning how to communicate with a woman. So just a little bit about myself. I grew up in a great household. You know, my mom and dad were married for about 10 years. When I was about 10 or 9, when I was 9 years old, my mom passed from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so from 9 years old till about, let's say, 20, we didn't have a woman in the house. It was me, my brother, and my dad. And so it was pretty much a man cave. And, like, you know, I learned to communicate that way. And so, like, so communication, how to talk to a woman. And now, of course, I know how to talk to a woman when I'm trying to get with her and stuff like that. And when I'm trying to, when we're doing courting and all that stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, I can talk to a woman. But, like, now I'm living with a woman, which is a totally different dynamic. And so I think communication was a struggle for me.
That's understandable. I think so as well. I can remember like a couple situations when we were first starting out in marriage. You were a little bit sarcastic. And so we had to have some talks about that.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I accept your apology, but we had to have some talks about that. But on the other hand, I was also passive, still trying to learn what it meant to be a wife and making sure that you're happy and, you know, all those things. So that was one of the things I think as well that I personally had to work on in marriage. But I think one other big thing that played a role in our struggles in the first year of marriage was knowing who I was and you understanding who you were as a person.
Yeah.
And cause you know, we kind of grew up in, I guess like a religious background. And in the past we were taught a lot of different ways on how to be a husband and how to be a wife. And it was this set of ways, right, that this is how you do it.
Of course.
You don't stray from this way and you don't do it this way.
Right.
And so us having to kind of fit that mold is really hard, even if we were like, we don't really feel comfortable doing things that way.
Right.
Does that make sense? And so us having to find out how we communicate with each other, how do we come to common, solutions with each other, or you know, things like that. Understanding who you are in marriage is so important, and it's not something I think that you'll master the first year, the first 6 months, first 2 years, you know what I mean?
No, because you know, now it's like the two have become one. So
right.
So you know, of course you have by this point, where I'll speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I had by that point become a version of myself. But when I got married, I started to become another version of myself, or I started to evolve. And understanding who you are It is not a 6 month, 1 year, yes, 5 year process.
Absolutely.
I would say it has taken me up until when I was 30, maybe about 31 or so, to really understand who I am and who I am apart from you and with you.
Right. Yes. I was going to bring up that point too. You have to know those two things, who we are as one and also separately. You have to have that separately too. And that kind of brings up the point of like friends. 'Cause you know what you were saying about, knowing who you are with your friends, because you can be all playful and all these things with your friends, but then when you're with your spouse, it's a little bit different. It's like the closest person to you.
Yeah, it's definitely different because now, okay, so it's that whole dynamic of now living together.
Yes.
So like when I'm trying to get with you, right, when I'm trying to date you and when I'm trying to be like, hey, what's up, boo, how you doing? Oh, that's, you're right, trying to make you smile and take you out to, you know, different places and movies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm putting my best foot forward. I got my nice clothes on and cologne and all that stuff. I'm putting my best foot forward. But what happens when, like, I'm waking up in the morning and I really don't feel like it, you know what I'm saying? Or like it's just another regular day and maybe I stink a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like so now you're living with me. You get to see me 100% unfiltered.
Raw, yes.
Joe. Right.
Right.
Right. You get to see who I am. And sometimes who you knew me to be clashes with what you're seeing in that moment. And you're like, wait, like, yeah, what happened?
That,
like,
could be a hard reality.
Yeah.
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 So that, yeah.
I mean, like, I've been blessed to have a wife that looks about the same with or without makeup. But that could be a shocking thing, too, for some fellas. They'd be like, oh, whoa, what happened to the girl? But no, shout out to all the fellas out there that are... But for real though, is you know, having to deal with who that person is
24/7.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes we do put on for our friends, we put on for our family, but then like when we're at home, we're like, sometimes we just want to let it all hang out, and sometimes it doesn't always look pretty. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. Doesn't always look pretty. So
you'll be two snaps for that one.
That's yeah. True. Yeah. And so I mean, like, so for example, me and my friends, so like when I moved out of my dad's house, I was in college and all that stuff, and we like to party like all the time, whether it was in the house or going out to the club.
Ooh, child.
And all that stuff. You know, and I don't think that was a side that Shonda really saw.
No.
Or really knew. Mm-mm. Too much.
No.
I am finding out now that, like, in my 30s, how much of an extrovert that I am. So I like to be around people. I like to go out. I mean, this whole quarantine thing is like, is killing me.
I can't say I'm loving it, but look, it's not bad.
But I like to be around people. I like to be, you know, I like to like have fun. And not to say that introverts don't like to have fun. They have fun in their own way. Mm-hmm. But that's my idea of having a really great time, is being surrounded by people and stuff like that. So like when, and I didn't know this really or understand it at the time with LaShonda, but she, you can talk about your nature and stuff. She loves to be home. She finds that's like, that's really fun.
Yeah,
for her.
It's peaceful, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I enjoy my alone time to think. I'm like, I guess I'm a different type of creative. I like just being home and, you know, doing things with my hands and learning how to do just different things that other people may not like. Mm-hmm. I love being home. It's my safe place and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Not to say that I don't ever like going out, because, you know, right, I need that sometimes. But then after that, I just need to go home and recharge.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, like, if one partner, say for instance myself, right, if I didn't know that, and I didn't know that about her, and I'm always trying to get her to like do certain things that I think are cool. And then she's like, no, she's like, nah, I just want to do this. I want to do that. And now we're like clashing a little bit because right, we don't fully understand each other's personality. And, you know, sometimes guys can be a little selfish, right? And be like, and they're only thinking about themselves, and not really taking into consideration, especially in the first years of marriage, consideration of what they collectively want to do, or some kind of compromise, instead of like doing what I want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you know, there's no real way to literally sit down and talk about every single thing under the sun just to prepare to be with that person. These are things that you learn along the way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then like, man, talk about being away from your family.
Oh man. Okay. So that first year was really tough for me. I grew up about an hour away from the place that we moved to. Yeah. And so I moved to his like area, like not the place that he grew up in, but the place that he was in when he was in college. And so I was so far away from my family. It was like, it was shocking. I didn't know anybody there. I wasn't working, so I stayed in the house all the time. I was terrified because I didn't want anything to happen to me. I was pregnant, and just my emotions were everywhere. It was really like, it was tough. I was crying a lot of the times. I don't think I really told you that, but I know that there was this one time where I was just crying in the bed and you didn't really understand, but you held me and you comforted me. It was really good. But I mean, that was a major change for me.
I think I was a little bit further along. I moved out of my dad's house when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And by that time I'd already been living by myself. And you know, like family and all that stuff was, I was already, you know, I was already on my own, so I was fine.
And plus like for me, it was a new church, but we ended up going to your church. And so you kind of knew everyone. You actually grew up at that church. And I was like, right. I don't know any of these people.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it was, I mean, a lot of changes, especially being pregnant. You're, you know, just everything everywhere. So, yeah. What other areas do you think contributed to some of the toughness in our first year of marriage?
Well, I'll hit a little bit on my family as well. So, you know, of course, I was with my brother and another roommate. And before then, like, so we were together for, like, what, 2 years or so? And after I got married, it was almost like a hard stop. Mm-hmm. Us being young and this whole new dynamic of now being married, for not just, it wasn't just like the friends that was living with me in my apartment, but other friends too, because most people our age were not married.
Right.
And so I think the whole friends dynamic changed for me. I was almost a little sad about it. 'Cause again, not understanding my nature, being extrovert, you know, like I was like, oh man, like what's, you know, it was hard to relate to other people. Right. Now don't get me wrong. I loved hanging out with LaShonda. Loved it. Loved my boo. Loved spending time with her. We were doing all kinds of fun things together. You know, I had a lot more time on my hands because I was only working part-time and everything. I was also going to school. But, you know, we would do things together. We would, you know, fix up our house. It was just a whole new, like, time in our lives where we got to like build and stuff like that, and just like start to prepare for our baby. We were doing a lot of that stuff. But on the flip side of it, I was doing less hanging out with my friends, less hanging out with my brother. And I think it kind of, you know, created a little bit of, you know, dissension between us. And I think that's mostly my fault, because I just, At the age I was at, I didn't know how to balance that mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a lesson learned for me, is and that I continue to take. I continue to just check up on people and make time for myself and my family, apart from the family that I've created with LaShonda, whom I love and all that stuff. So I think balance is very key. And I don't think I had enough balance early on. So
I think that's a thing that's common for a lot of marriages. You know, when you enter into new seasons, everybody can't come with you. Man, and I don't.
You better sometimes, look, you get snaps for that.
Sometimes it's family. Most times it's friends. Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, yes, it's probably because we're 20 and 21. But really, I don't think that it has to do as much with age, even though a lot of the people, like you said, we were hanging out with, they weren't in our situation. They were single, still partying, still having a good time. And we were like, oh no, we want to have kids and we want to be married. Yeah. And this is what our life is right now.
Yeah. I was very sure. And you know, I had some conversations with some of my friends at that time, and they were like, dude, you're only 21.
Yeah, why would you have kids?
Why do you want to settle down now? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do that? Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a problem with this when we first got married, but I think a lot of people do struggle with when they first get married or they're about to get married, that they let their friends influence them too heavily. And you know, it really creates problems before you even walk down the aisle. It really starts to create, you start getting cracks in the foundation.
Yeah.
That you're currently laying. If you think about laying a foundation, you're pouring concrete and all that stuff. The work that you're doing to lead up to the marriage day is very vital, is very important. But then when you let friends have too much influence, not to say that you can't lean on friends for good advice, but when you're letting them be too influential, you start to form cracks, and those cracks can lead to like devastating results years down the line.
Yep. That brings a picture into my mind when just seeing like a dripping faucet or something onto concrete over time, it causes cracks. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? The crack becomes wider and wider and wider.
And then you get the D word.
Yeah. And then you get the D word.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't always end up like that, but there can be some very devastating, you know, results coming from friends giving ill advice or having too much influence. Mm. Giving good advice but too much influence into your marriage. So I think those are some of the things that we struggled with and things that people struggle with in general.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that we were blessed though to have is because we were able to be at your church was kind of older. And so we were able to see a lot of older people who were married for 50 years or 60 years or 70 years.
Yeah.
And they were really, their stories were kind of similar to ours. They got married at a young age and they were giving us all of this advice on how to keep it together, how to love each other and all these things. And I think that was such a blessing.
Yeah, I definitely think if we didn't have that influence, if we didn't have that example before us, saying, you know, showing that, like, yeah, we can make it. Because, like, think about it. Like, those people, we got married in 2007. Those people that's been married for 50 years, 60 years, the things that they have seen and gone through, in the world, you know, like, and their marriage has made it through that, you know, so like apart from the internal struggles that they had, there was also external factors, that could have pushed up against their marriage. But they made it. And so that was very encouraging to see that as well.
And I love the fact that when they were sharing these wisdoms with us, they never once said that you won't have problems.
Right.
You know, they never said that, but they just told us how to make it through those problems. And that was so key and so important.
That sounds like a whole nother episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for joining us today. You know, for all of those that are interested in marriage and counseling, and all, we are very big proponents of counseling. Mm-hmm. You should definitely know what you're getting into. Very big on just like understanding and starting to build those blocks of communication and learning each other and stuff like that, and learning what you're in for. You know, because the fairy tale is a lot different from reality. But the reality is that you can make it, you can do it. And if you guys love each other, it can work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So stay tuned for the next time. Absolutely. So we'll talk about some other things.
Thanks for joining us today.
Bye, guys.